The Gemara continues in Daf Samach Zayin Omed Aleph. We'll start again 6 lines before it gets wide. The Gemara says Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. If you need bodid yeshiv or not, if it's extra, so then it's lava nitikla esei. So then you would not be loika a mitzvah that's nichlas lifnim b'michitzosai. Mashen das of chizda. Mashen ken because it's nitikla esei. Essay of bodid yeshiv. Mashen ken if bodid yeshiv is not extra. So then you would talk be loika, and that's the other shita. The Gemara had a cash from the Braisa. So the Gemara says it's a machlokes tanoim if borid yeshev is extra or not. So the Gemara tanoi the tanya borid yeshev levada yeshev shlo yitmei nachirim yeshev nimoi. He has to be separated. The mitzera cannot be with amongst others. Yochli zovanu yitmei meisim mishtachin lemachna achas. Maybe zovan yitmei meisim could yes be together in a shiluach of one machna together. Talmud loyma v'lo yitamu es machanehem. Litin machna lezeh, machna lezeh, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly dodges bodid yeshiv to tell me that a mitzvah is mishtaleach and he's bodid yeshiv not with anyone else. So he needs bodid yeshiv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not nitik lesei. You need bodid yeshiv. So a mitzvah that's nichnas lefnim mechitzasai, he would not be loika. That's Rav Chizda. However, Rav Shimon Oimer ein etzorich. You don't need bodid yeshiv for this. Why? It says in this pasuk itself of Shiluach, it says Vayishalchu min ha-machne kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tamel nefesh. Three are mentioned, and each one has a kol in front of them. Kol tzeruah, we'll see one in tomorrow soon. Kol zov and kol tamel nefesh. If a tamel meis, which is more kal than tzeruah and zov. Mitzrayim and Zov have Tomei Yoytze Migufam. Mashenge Tomei Nefesh is not Tomei Yoytze Migufam. So let it just say Tomei Nefesh is Mishtalech, so Koshken Tzuru and Zov. So Yoyme Tomei Meis, Val Yoyme Tomei Zov. Vani Yoyme Tomei Meis Mishtalchin, Zov and Le Koshken. So Loma Nema Zov must be to tell me, Litin Le Machne Shnia. To tell me that it doesn't have the same Shiluach as Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis is only Mishtalech from one Machne. Mashenge Zov is Mishtalech Shtei Machneus. The Tomei Meis can only not be in Machne Shchina. He could be in Machne Levia. Mashenkin Zov has to leave even Machne Shnia, even Machne Levia. Zog the Gemara, Yoyim et Memes, Vayoyim et Memes Zov, and Yoyim et Memes Mishtachin Zov Lekoshkin, Lomen Emma Zov, Litle Machne Shnia. Vayoyim a Zov, Vayoyim et Zera. So we understand why it says, Vayishach min a Machne Zov besides Tameis. Why does it say Mitzera also? It let it say Zov, Vayoyim Mitzera. Mitzera is more Chomer. Because after all, Mitzera needs, the Gemara is going to say soon, it needs Fria and Frima and Isbetash Shamita. It has to let its hair grow. It has to tear its clothing. It's also Betash Shamita. Zov doesn't have these Chomers. So if it says Zov is Mishalech, so Koshke Mitzera, why does it say Mitzera in the Pasuk? So Yoyma Zov al Yoyma Mitzera, Vani Yoyma Zov al Mishtachim, Mitzera in the Koshkein. Loma Nema Mitzera, Litin and Machne Shlishis. That a Mitzera is not just Mishalech for Machne Shchina and Machne Levia, it's even Mishalech for Machne Yisrael. So Al Kaponim, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need Bodid Yeshev to tell me that it's Mishtalech Megimel Machnas like Reb Yehuda learned. He knows it from the Pasuk itself. It says in the Pasuk, Vayishach min ha-machne kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tamel nefesh. So that's a shtaka taina. You don't need anything. So mele it's taka extra. It's nitik le'esei. And mele a mitzera shenichnas lifnim mechitzosa is taka potter. Because it's nitik le'esei, you use Bodid Yeshev to tell me an essay. So it's nitik le'esei, you're potter. That was the Gemara that we had in Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. And that the Gemara fiozois. Kshu oime Bodid Yeshev hakos of nitik le'esei. Now the Gemara says, what is Taka the Chumra that we say that Zov is over Tomei Meis? Zog the Gemara, my Chumra de Zov mi Tomei Meis, sheken Tumi Yoytze mi Olo mi Gufoi. Zov is a Tumi Yoytze mi Gufoi. Tomei Meis doesn't. That's a Chumra that we said, Yoymi Tomei Meis, and it doesn't have to say Zov. Zog the Gemara, Adarabe, Tomei Meis is Chumra. Sheken Ton Hazor Shlish Shushvi. After all, the Tomei Meis needs a Hazor Shlish Shushvi. The Efer Por Aduma. And the Zov doesn't require that. So there's a Chumra in Tomei Meis. O Makro, Tomei v'chol Tomei. Since it says in the pasuk v'chol Tomei, it doesn't just say Tomei. It says ve'yishalch min ha-machne kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol Tomei. What is the extra v'chol Tomei le'nefesh telling me? And let it just say Tomei nefesh. Why does it say v'chol Tomei le'nefesh? Must be the pasuk including not just Tomei meis, not just Tomei meis, which requires shlishi b'shvii. So the Gemara, oh my God, Tomei v'chol Tomei le'rabis Tomei sheretz. Tomei sheretz does not have this chumra that Tomei meis has of shlishi b'shvii. So Mele in this pasuk licked oicha Tomei sheretz. So Mele the Gemara is saying you can learn zov from Tomei meis doesn't necessarily mean Tomei meis which has the chumra of shlishi b'shvii. but it means Tomei Sheretz, which does not have the Chum of Shlishi and Shvi, and Tomei Sheretz is not Tomei Yoytze Migufoi. So Yoymet Tomei Sheretz, so to speak, Tomei Meish includes Tomei Sheretz, Yoymet Tomei Meis, which includes Tomei Sheretz because of Chol Tomei Nefesh, so then it doesn't have to say Zov. Why does it say Zov? To tell me that it has a Shiluach of Shnei Machmeis. Like Gemara says, V'zov Chomer mi Tomei Sheretz, Umay Chumre Kedamoran. Like we said, the Chumre of Zov is Tomei Yoytze Migufoi. Zog Gemara, Adarab al Toyd is a chumur of Sheretz, and you can't learn Zog from it. Adarab is Sheretz chumur, shkei metame be'oynes. After all, it's Sheretz is metame irrelevant if the person had intent or not to touch the Sheretz. Metame be'oynes. Mashenge tuma ziva is not metame be'oynes. If it's aide kvitz, if it's aide achila shtiya maguba, it's not metame. Tuma ziva is dafka when it's not be'oynes. So al kaponim, we see that it is a chumra of Sheretz over Zog. So if so, the whole cheshmen that Rabbi Shimon just said, that yoymu tmei meisim, which is sheretz, while yoymu tomei zov, and yoymu tmei meisim ishtachin, zov lekolshkin is not correct, because there's a chumra of tumas sheretz, more than tumas zov, because sheretz is metame ba'oynis, and ziv is not. And that Gemara answers, Amri, after Samach Zayin Amad Beis, ki aigav nezov nami tmuye metame ba'oynis, meaning, a zov that's nitma in the data betuma, meaning betumas oynis, indeed has a tumas erev. Yes, it doesn't have a tumas shiva. When it comes to 7 days of tumas, ziva, taka cannot be be'oynis. It's a smayit, the gemara need is be'mayit, be'oynis, be'kvitzem, bachila, mishtiya, all types of oynsin. Mashengen tumas erev, like sheretz, it has even be'oynis. So there's no chumra of tumas meis or tumas sheretz over ziva. Uk de ravuna dom ravuna, ria rishoyna shel zov, meaning the ria that he has, that is tome ad erev, is metame be'oynis and metame even be'oynis. So if he does no chumer sheretz over ziva, and once zov is takum more chumer, then because it's tume yoytze migufoi, so mele you can learn shluach zov from a kal v'chomer from tome sheretz, and that was the cheshmen of the Gemara before. Now the Gemara continues in the cheshmen, and Rav Shimon said that why does it have to say mitzayra, shluach mitzayra, you can learn it out from ziva. Umay chumra. Now the Gemara says, "What's this chumra? My chumra the mitzera mizav. What's the chumra mitzera over zav? She can't tone priya ufrima va'os betash shamita. It has to the mitzera has to let his hair grow. It has to tear his clothing va'os betash shamita. Mashen and zav doesn't have these three chumras. For the Gemara, Ad Rabbe, so Meila you can learn mitzera from ziva. So why does it say so? Litan amachne shlishi. That was a b'shem etzchesben. Zog mor adarabe. There's a chumra of zov over mitzera. Zov chomer shkei metame mishkav v'moishav. The zov is metame anything under his mattress. It could be 10 mattresses deep. It makes whatever is under it into an avatuma. Now Rashi right away bavorns metame mishkav v'moishav. We're saying lafuke mitzera. That zov is metame mishkav v'moishav. It's more chomer than mitzera because metame mishkav v'moishav. Now, what's this mishkav v'moishav? Zog Rashi. Rashi di bal maschil zov oisem mishkav v'moishav avatuma. It doesn't just mean it makes mishkav v'moishav because mitzera also is metame mishkav v'moishav. Anything under the mitzera, even 10 mattresses down, is also nitma. So, what does it mean? Zov is more chomer mishkav v'moishav. Zog Rashi zov oisem mishkav v'moishav avatuma letame odom anagia boy tuma chamura letame b'godim she'olov. That if the person now touches after the Zov touched the Mishkav and Moshav all the way 10 mattresses above it, it makes it an avatuma to metame odom hanagaber to mechamuva letame begodim shalov. That if a person now touches this bottom Mishkav, it's metame even his begodim. The Zov that was on top of the Mishkav and Moshav makes the bottom of avatuma, so it's metame begodim of the odom that touches it. Even if the begodim itself did not touch the mishkav, but rather the odom touched the bottom mishkav, it makes the begodim shalav tomei. Avo mitzayra, zok Rashi, afak av the tani b'teres kahanim, oisim mishkav v'moishav, and mitzayra also has a tumas mishkav v'moishav. So why is that a chumra of zov over mitzayra? Zok Rashi, lav avatuma letame odom letame begodim. It doesn't have that stringency to make it an avatuma that it's metame odom to metame begodim, el letame oichlun mashkin. It's only metame oichlun mashkin. Yes, the mitzayra is metame mishkav v'moishav. But it's not metame it so much that it's an avatuma, that it's metame even the begodim of an odom that touches it. So Rashi learns that the mitzera is not metame mishkav and moishav to metame the odom betuma chamura, like an avatuma, that it's metame begodim she'olov. But avada has the tumas mishkav and moishav, so the question how to learn this. So the Shaar Melech learns that it's metame mishkav and moishav letame odom, that it's only metame oichlun mashkin. Not pshat, it's not metame, only oichlun mashkim that touch it. That's what Tosis learns over here. That a mitzvah is metame, not odom, letame begodim, but only oichlun mashkim. The Shaar Melech learns it's metame odom, but not the tamei begodim, only the tamei oichlin u'mashkin. There's others that learn, there's a shita in Tosis in Yuma that says that mitzur is mitame to mizmishka v'moishav, even the tamei odim u'begodim. So if you say, what's the chumra of zov over mitzurah? On that, the teretz is, Tosis over there says, it's limei taharosai. Bimei sviras taharosai of the mitzurah, it's not mitame. Yes, it's mitame, even odim l'tamei begodim. But that's only bimei chalut and not bimei taharosai, and that's the chiddush that we have ziva mochomer over mitzairah. That's it. Kveges mitzairah over here. Ayin tois yuma. That's this sheet of tois and yuma over there. So the Gemara al kaparim says the chumra of ziva over mitzairah is that adar abezov chomish ke mitame mishka v'moishov. Machlokes v'shoinim. What exactly is the tumah of mishka v'moishov that zov has over mitzairah? An additional tumah that ziva has over mitzairah u'metame klicheres behesed. That means, even if you don't touch the kli itself, if you move it indirectly through something else, you take a stick and you move the kli, it's mitame the kli. Mashikin mitzera doesn't have that chumra that's mitame klumis hesed. So the Gemara answers, ein echanami. We taka can let learn shiluach mitzera from zov because ziva has a chumra. What do we mean to say when we learn it out that we can learn a kolshkein? What does Rav Shimon say that you can learn out from ziva? It's learned out from v'chol zov. Just like we said before, v'chol is marbe sheretz by Tom Meis. So v'chol zov is marbe tumas keri, and the kavuchim is from tumas keri. And to the Gemara or makro zov v'chol zov l'rab is bal keri. The shiluach machna levi is also applicable to bal keri, not just to a tumas ziva. And mitzur is takachom in bal keri. These chumas that we just enumerated by ziva, that it metame kheres behesed, and it metame mishka v'moishov, that bal keri doesn't have. So melo yitake, let it say tumas ziva, which means v'chol zov, which means tumas keri, and kol shekei mitzurah. Why does it say mitzurah? L'rabi shiluach machnes for mitzurah, even gimel machnes. Now, what's taka the chumah that mitzurah has over bal keri? Zog the mora, umay chumre kedam moron. It needs freer, needs prima, and isa betash shamita. Zog the mora, adarabe, I'll find you a chumah in bal keri over mitzurah. Bal keri chomur, shekei metame ben mashahu. Any mashu of keri that jets migufoi, he's metame. Mashenga by mitzurah, it's only metame when he sees a nega the size of a gris. So there's a chumra of bal keri. So that's why he needs shiluach. There's no koshkin to mitzurah. And for the Gemara, Sovelok Reb Nosson, the Tanya Reb Nosson, Oimer, Mishum Reb Shmuel, Zov Tzorich Kechasim As Pia Omo. That means the Ziv is not Metame Bekol Shu. According to Reb Nosson, he needs a Shear of Kechasim As Pia Omo, which is greater than a Gris. So in Mela, you don't have a Chumra of Ziv of Balkari over Mitzera, but rather Adarabba. There's no, it's a larger Shear. So Faket, Mitzera is more Chomer, and it's like we said, it's more Chomer in Fria, Frima, and Tashramita, and even in Shiurim, Balkari is not Mochomer because it's a mashu, it's fakir. Like a mnosin, it needs a shear, which is greater than a gris. So it ends up being mitzeris taka mochomer in Friya Frima and Tashamita, and also in the shiurim, it needs a gris, and Balkari, and zov and Balkari, it needs a chsimas pi oma, which is greater than a gris. So it ends up being that mitzeris mochomer, so you have a kolshkein. If Zov and Balkari require Shiluach Machnois, which are not as Chomer, so Koshke Mitzera needs a Shiluach Machnois, so why does it say specifically to tell me Gimel Machnois? Now, one way of learning is Taka, that according to Reb Nosson, Yitaka have a Chumra in Mitzera over Balkari, because a Balkari, according to Reb Nosson, is a Zov needs a Shir, Chesimas Pia Oma, which is larger than a Gris. It's a larger Shir, so it's not as Chomer. So Taka Mitzera is more Chomer. Others learn, as Fasemis learns, that once it needs a shear of Kachsimas Pi Oma, so it's relative. Amol, it's larger than a gris. Amol, it's smaller. But once it's Nosata Dvech L'Shiurim, so really you can't say that Ziva is Mochomer. If you say that Ziva carries a kolshu, then it's Taka Mochomer. But we're saying once it needs a shear, and that shear is a relative shear, Kachsimas Pi Oma is dependent on every person, so Mamele, you can't say it's called Mochomer. So La'olam could be that Mitzur is Taka Mochomer, and Mamele, you Taka have a kolshkein. Why does it have to say Mitzur? It must be tell me Shiluach Gimel Machmes. Now, on this din, that Kachsimas Pi Oma is only Shitsa of Nosen, Zog Dugmarav Aloy Hoidu L'Chachomim, they hold that a Ziva is Taka Bekolshu. But V'iskishlei Balkeri L'Zov. Now, even though, going back in Reb Nosson, even though Reb Nosson says this by Ziva, Reb Nosson, Zov Tzorich Chesimus B'Yoma, but Balkari is Ishkos Zov, and we learning up the whole V'chol Zov is going on Balkari, because we don't want it to be going on Zov only, because on Zov we said there's a Chumra of Metame Mishka V'Moishov, is Metame Klichel's Behesed. So we said, no, it's going on V'chol Zov, which is Balkari. So now we're saying that according to Reb Nosson, that you don't have a Chumra, because it needs a Shear of Chesimus B'Yoma, and Balkari is just like Zov. So Mele, both of them need a chesimus pi amash dikashir. So la oila mitzori is mochomer. So once it says mitzori, it's not necessary. Let it say Balkari and Koshkin mitzora. Why does it say so? It must be to tell me the shiluach machni sol too. So meanwhile, we explained what v'chol tome is mar b'sheretz, v'chol zov is mar b'balkari. What's the pasuk of v'chol tzerua? What would be marbe from the first part of v'chol tzerua? So gemara v'chol tzerua lomeli. What's it come to be marbe? It comes to Reb Shimon that's been dashing the v'chols. Enter the gemara. I did chsiv kol zov chsiv nami kol tzerua. Zok the gemara. Now this is all the comes to Reb Shimon. V'Reb Yehuda shapi kome Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is tiny very good from the pasuk of Eishalchem in the machne. Gufu we learn the shiluach machne is the three machnes. So why do you need a special pasuk of bodid yeshiv? Reb Yehuda is tiny. You need bodid yeshiv. It's not nitik lasei because it's needed. The chori Reb Shimon is tiny good. And for the Gemara, Hahu mi boyele lichretanya, meaning the pasuk of Tzuruah v'chol zov, Rabbi Yehuda needs for something else. Rabbi Eliezer oime yochol doch koy zov in the mitzrayim nichlu zazor bePesach abba betuma. If let's say Pesach abba betuma, we know tuma hutra betzibur. If roiv tzibur is tmeim, so then tmei mesim, so then the kabbin korn Pesach on Yudal Nissan. And let's say Zovenu Mitzrayin, which don't have this head of Tumah, Hutra Betzibur, Zovenu Mitzrayin stoop in and they join the Rav Tzibur that are Tmei Meis. Could they also partake in the Pesach and not be Chayv Koros on entering? Yochol, that Dochkoi Zovenu Mitzrayin, Nichnu Zazor Bepesach Abba Betumah, Yochol Yu Chayovin, you might think they Chayv Koros because they're entering? Talmud Loima, no. They're not allowed to enter, but they're not going to be Chayv Koros. In this pasuk state that not chayv koris. Talmud loymai veishalch min amachne kol tzerua v'chol zov v'chol tomel nefesh. We compare all three to another. We're makish all these tmeim one to another. B'shosh etmeim meisim mishtalchin when tmeim meisim mishtalchin azora. So then taka zovnu mitzorayim mishtalchin and the chayv koris. Masha enken ein tmeim meisim mishtalchin when Pesach bo betuma when it's hutu betzibur. So Pesach has bo betuma tmeim meisim allowed to bring the korban Pesach. So then, ain't zovenu mitzrayim mishtalchin in the chiyuv koris. Avad they're not allowed to enter, but they're not going to be chayv koris. So Reb Yehuda needs this posik of a chol zov and a chol tzeruah to tell me you makish one to another that even though there's a head of tumutra betzibur and pesach is brought betuma, but the zovenu mitzrayim are not going to be chayv koris because they're only chayv koris when all three are nishtaleach. V'shalchem in amachne kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tomel nefesh b'shoh shetmei meisam mishtalchin. Then zovenu mitzrayim mishtalchin in the chorus. Vashenken ain't tmei meisam mishtalchin. The zovenu mitzrayim not mishtalchin. And this is the machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Is bodid yeshiv extra or not? How to learn this pasuk of v'chol zov? Zok the gemara omar mar zov v'chol zov. We learn from v'chol zov l'rabbis balkeri. Misayel el Rabbi Yochanan. This is right. Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's memra? Mechilois. Mechilos are the tunnels that are under the Azorah. Loin is kachu. That's one member of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Messiah is on the second member. Pashtus. U Balkeri mishtaleach chutz shtei machnois. It says a Balkeri is mishtaleach from two machnois. Meaning machne shchina and machne levia. That's just like Ezov. So we see clearly that a Balkeri is mishtaleach machne levia like Ezov. What's the whole memory we said? V'chol Zov is the Rabbi's Balkeri. Misayela le Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring you a riot to this din. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilo is Lenis Kachu, Balkeri Mishalech Chutz Shtei Machnois. A Balkeri Mishalech Chutz Shtei Machnois is a Siyuah to this din that a Balkeri is Ishkel Zizov and it needs a Shiluach Shtei Machnois. Now Pashas, the first member of Rabbi Yochanan, is Punkt the member of Rabbi Yochanan. And it's not relevant to what we're saying now. The Siyuah of Balkeri is Mishalech Shtei Machnois. The fact that Mechilo is Lenis Kachu, that's another din. That's the Pashas. However, the Mishle Melech in Hilchas Bias HaMikdosh, based on a Tais Rid and Rashi later on, he learns that there's a connection between the two memories, meaning that the fact that a Balkeri leaves and he's Mishtaleach, he has to go through the Mechilos. Now, even though Balkeri is Mishtaleach, Mishtei Machnois, but since Mechilos loin is kachu, so mainly he's allowed to go through the Mechilos, and that's a connection. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilos loin is kachu, the Mechilos taka don't have a Kedusha. So, Ubalkeri, Mishtaleach, Chutz Hashem Machnois. When he leaves the Machna, he's allowed to go through the Mechilas because Mechilas Takalon is Kachu. Frek Duma Akasha Meisvei. Balkeri is Kemagesheretz. It says clearly in Mishnah in Zovim that a balkeri is like a touch of a sheretz. So my love, the machnoisom. And we know a sheretz, we learned from the chol tome nefesh, that it's, a sheretz is like a tome meis, it's only mishtachne for machne shchina, it's not to be machne levia. Now here it says clearly that a balkeri is like a magasheretz. That means a balkeri is mishtalech only for my machne. Not like a biachne just said, a balkeri is mishtalech lishchutz shtei machneis, also machne levia. If it's like a sheretz, it's only like a tumas meis, which is tumas sheretz, it's only machne shchina, and not mishtalech for machne levia. So how could you say balkeri mishtalech mishtei machneis, balkeri is tumas sheretz, kamagasheretz? My love, the machne noisom, the Indian, that it's only mishtalech one machne. Zok the Gemara, no, loy le tumasom, meaning that it doesn't have a tumas shiva. The tome meis and a zov have a tumas shiva. Masha Enke and a balkeri only has a tumas erev. And that's what we're saying, that a sheretz and a also only has a tumas erev. So we're saying it doesn't have a tumas shiva like tumas meis and tumas ziva. Balkeri kamaga sheretz le'inyin, the length of the tumor. The length of the tumor is only tumas erev. Just like by tumas sheretz it's only tumas erev, so to balkeri is only a tumas erev. That's what it means, that balkeri kamaga sheretz. Frag the Gemara, le tumasom hay tumas erev ksibbe. It's a beferish a posik. Stated in posik by Tomei Sheretz, Eilat meim lechem b'chol ha-sheretz, kol ha-neg b'hem b'moysom yitma ad-orev. And likewise it says by Balkeri, v'yishki seitzim v'nashik v'azera, v'rochet v'mayim iskol b'soroi v'tomei ad-erev. You need to have a hekesh to medame Balkeri to Sheretz, linyin to Tomei Erev, it's a beferish a posik. Zog di Gemara, letumosom, hay Tomei Erev ksib beit, shteit beferish, both of them at sage state beferish. So why need a hekesh for that? Why did you compare them one to another? Zok demora el alav lemachanoisom. So back to the kasha, it must be telling me that it only has a shiluach like sheretz, which is only machne shchina and not shtei machnes machne leviyah too. So it's not like Rabbi Yechon that said that balkeri is mishlech shtei machnois. Zok demora loy loylam letumosom loylam. It's coming to tell me the din of tumah. V'hokam ashvelon the balkeri kamara sheretz ma maga sheretz mitame ba'oynus. Meaning, a balkeri is metame ba'oinus. Just like maga sheretz, it's irrelevant if you had intent to touch a sheretz or not. It's metame ba'oinus. It's irrelevant if you had intent or not, it's ba'oinus. So af balkeri metame ba'oinus. That's a chiddush. That a balkeri is metame ba'oinus. Tuma ziva, taka has a ptur of oinus. If it's machmas kvitze, achila meruba, all these things don't have a tuma shiva. Tumas Erev, it does. But a Balkeri, which only had an Erev, it doesn't have a Ptur of Oynes. So that's what we're saying. Balkeri in the Tumasim is like a Sheretz, that it's Metama Afba Oynes. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis.